remind you again about our Thanksgiving dinner next Sunday after the morning service. Try to make your plans around being here, and looking forward to a good fellowship around the Word of God and then around food. Amen. All right. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like for you to stand with me if you're able. We're going to be looking in the book of John, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter number 14. This particular time in the Gospel here, Christ made His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This would be His final trip there, so they'd crucify Him there. He washes His disciples' feet, sets an example for their service to one another and to mankind. And then even Judas there in chapter number 13, the Bible says that the devil entered into his heart or put into his heart to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. And even as they sat down at supper there, Christ gave the sop to Judas. And he went out immediately, the Bible said, after this. Christ then announces His departure. And He tells His disciples that He's going to be going away. And He gave them a commandment that they'd love one another as I've loved you. And then Peter made the great remarks that, Lord, where are you going there? Christ said, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Then he told Peter, as Peter said, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I'll lay down my life for thy sake. The Lord spoke the words, told Peter that, you know, before the cock shall crow, thou'll deny me thrice. And so now Christ begins to speak to His disciples here about a subject tonight that's very, very prevalent in the day that we live. And we know, no doubt, we're in the last days according to the Word of God. If you study the Word of God, if you believe the Word of God, we know that we're nearing the end of what we know as time here on earth. Christ is soon to come back. But as He was going away, it troubled His disciples. And He said this, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Boy, we're living in a troubled time. Troubles on every hand. There's a lot of troubles that's hit home and families in our church here. And I thank God that we've got a God that loves us and hears us when we pray. And Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. And He was about to expound on some things right here that's been a comfort down through the ages to God's people. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And that's not rooms, by the way. It's mansions. Let me tell you something, God don't halfway do nothing. And He tells us in this King James Bible it's a mansion. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Boy, I love this. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. He didn't say I might. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hey, He didn't say Buddha was the way, and He didn't say Muhammad was the way. But He said, I am the way. And it's the way of the old rugged cross. And he said this, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Don't that kill all other religions? Amen. These are the words of God. And then in verse number 27, he says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. God, I thank you, Lord, we can draw strength and comfort, Lord, in a troubled time, God, from your word, Lord. Father, I pray tonight, God, you'd minister to us, Lord, through that of the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord, through the word of God. We ask you, Lord, to help us now, God, for we can do nothing on our own. We'll give you all the glory and all the praise for what you do. We ask you in Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach for just a little while on this thought. Some things to do to avoid heart trouble. Some things to do to avoid heart trouble. Jesus began speaking and said, let not your heart be troubled. Anybody in here got a problem of worrying? That's pretty common among men, isn't it? But Jesus wants us to cast all our cares upon Him. And these things we know that in these last days we're in perilous times. We're living in the days of Noah and like the days of Sodom, the Bible teaches us. And we know that in the days of Noah that man's heart was full of evil and the violence had filled the earth, and it was a perilous time then. But God doesn't want us as His disciples today to throw in the towel and to give up and get discouraged because of all the troubles that's going on in the world around us. Troubles are coming to man. Job said, man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And we need to learn how to cope with some of the troubles that comes our way in life. And I tell you what, I don't like trouble. And listen to me, I'm just like you, friend. I don't like trouble. And sometimes I need somebody to pray with me. Sometimes there's troubles that comes my way that I just don't handle well on my own. But I'm glad we've got a church family. We've got brothers and sisters, friend. And we've got a God that loves us, friend. And we've got a throne of grace. He said we could approach you boldly and obtain mercy and find the grace to help us in a time of need. Time of trouble. Proverbs 4:23 says to keep your heart with all diligence. Jeremiah, he said, the heart's desperately wicked. Desperately. Listen, there's things that goes on. The heart of man is the seat of all emotions. And in these times, we need to do some things according to the Word of God, I believe, to guard our hearts in these last days. Let not our hearts be troubled. Listen, I think one thing that we could take note of, friend, is the troubles that's going on in the world today. Over in Luke chapter number 21, and we're going to go over there in just a little bit. Jesus said in these last days that men's heart would be failing him because of fear of the things that's taking place and the cares of this old world. I think in these last days right here, we're too much in love with this world. Amen? Listen, we're trying to make heaven here on earth, and this is not going to be heaven. My Bible teaches me that things are going to wax worse and worse in these last days. But listen, we can have joy unspeakable and full of glory even though troubles are ripping this world apart. Amen? We can have joy. But there's some things that we can do, I believe, to avoid heart trouble. First of all, I want to say this. Out of the Word of God is love not the world. Amen? Love not the world. Over in 1 John, I want you to turn with me over there. If you hadn't got this underlined in your Bible, you need to underline it. This is the Word of God in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 15. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hey, I wonder tonight, do we love the world more than we love God? I know that we've got to provide here in this life, do the best we can. But listen to me, I'm afraid the world has stole our affections. Amen? I'm afraid a lot of times we're in love with the things of this world and we forget about God till we need Him for some kind of an emergency. We want to use God for a spare tire too often. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We need to check up on our affections tonight. Could be that we're so in love with this world it has given us a lot of trouble. This world's in a mess. I'm telling you, it is in a mess. But notice this. This love, not the world, but look at what the world has to say about us as Christians. I'm talking about the world's disdain for Christians. Look in John chapter 15 right here, in verse 18. Jesus spoke these words. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Have you ever seen a day when Christians are looked down upon any more than the day that we live in today? You know, this Muslim crowd has brought a reproach upon God. Amen. It's coming to a place where lost people in this world are just hating religion altogether. And listen, but I'm glad tonight that I've got a Bible right here and I know that my Redeemer lives. And I'm just going to go by what He says right here. And I expect in these last days, friend, the devil's going to turn the heat up on hatred for Christians. Listen to me. The world has a disdain, I believe, in the day that we live for Christianity. Not only the world's disdain, but the world's deception. The world's deception. We live in a day, friend, when people don't even like to retain God in their knowledge. We've got government, friend, that's trying to take God out of our society, out of our country. We've got it in our schoolhouses. But I'm glad this evening, friend, we've got Him in the church house. And I tell you what, I ain't going to let Him go nowhere. Amen? I'm glad I've got Him in my heart, friend. But this world is being deceived by those, friend, that would say, well, what I call it is educated fools. Amen? They're trying to educate God out of our classrooms and out of our children's minds. Boy, they're doing a job on some. That's why it's so important, parents, for you to have your kids in church and get them under the sound of the gospel. Not only the world's disdain and the world's deception, friend, but the world's destruction. Look around. Look around. When you pull up in your driveway tonight, look around at what you got. It's going to burn up one day. It's going to burn up one day. Look in 2 Peter right here, chapter number 3, just for a moment. In 2 Peter chapter number 3. Christ, or the Bible says this, Peter says this in verse 8, verse 9. He says, the Lord's not slack concerning His promise. Now, this is the Lord's promise. As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. I wouldn't set my affections too much on this side, friend. Because it's going to go up in smoke one of these days. And the only thing left when the smoke clears, friend, is what you've laid up on the other side. He goes on and says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be? You hear what he's saying? What kind of person should we be if we see all this world and the things that consumes our lives day by day? Hey, what manner of person should we be since we see all this is going to fade away one day? We're heading towards eternity. He said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I've got that hope and I've got that promise. Amen? Listen. 1 John 5:19, the Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness. And can I tell you, Hillary ain't going to make it no better. Donald Trump ain't going to fix nothing. Marco Rubio can't fix it. You can line them up from here to Atlanta, friend, and let them all have their shot at it, and they ain't going to fix this thing. Better be putting your hope and trust in God. Love not the world. I tell you what, it's hard to fall out of love, ain't it? Something you done been a courting so long. But the Bible says love not the world. Do us good to listen to what God has to say, wouldn't it? Love not the world. I'm talking about avoiding heart trouble. And secondly, I want us to listen to His warning. You know, folks don't like to hear, or I say if so, folks don't, I say some folks don't like to hear about the end times. I remember not too long ago telling a lady that the Lord's coming back. Now, she professed to be a Christian. I said, the Lord's soon to come. And it looked like I could have just popped her jaws. It shocked her. She didn't want to hear it. She didn't want the Lord coming back. Listen, friend, it ought to be our heart's desire to see the Lord come back. Amen. He's coming where you want to or not. Amen. But let's look in Luke chapter number 21 here just for a minute. I want us to see some things that Christ said was going to take place here. You know, as I study this right here, I think about how people are. You know, there's folks today that'll see all the trouble going on in the world and they want to block it out of their mind. They want to stick their head in the sand, in a sense, and forget about all of it. Then there's those that'll just look around at all of it and they just get in such a tizzy and such a worry that they don't know which way to turn. But then there's some of us that's looking up, realizing our redemption's drawing nigh. I want you to notice this about listening to His warning. First of all, He warns about deceivers in verse number 8. He said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in My name, saying, I'm Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. You see, when Christ comes back, friend, He ain't going to be just walking around here. We're going to be caught up in the air to meet Him. We're coming back one day to settle a score with Him. It'll be after the tribulation of it. Well, there's been many deceivers to come in the last, say, 50 to 75 years. There's been a lot of folks to say, well, I'm Christ. Deceive many. But listen to me. There's a lot of deception in the world today. From the White House to the church house. Amen? The devil has disguised even himself as an angel of light. He's deceiving multitudes today. Leading them towards hell. But I'm glad, friend, I know the truth tonight. And the truth has set me free. Not only the deceivers, but the distresses. Notice in verse 9, he said, "But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, famines, pestilences, fearful sights, great signs shall there be from heaven." Hey, there'll be distress of nations, he says further on here, perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Are we not in that day? We are, aren't we? Boy, I'm telling you, you want you a good dose of depression? Turn on the news and watch it for a little bit. Amen. Hey, it's depressing to look at the wars and the rumors of wars and the things that's going on in the world today. It'll get you all distressed and depressed. That'll give you heart trouble. What he said right here, men's hearts failing them for fear. Not only distresses, but devils. Verse 12. He said, "But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering up into the synagogues, into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. It shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I'll give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. You shall be betrayed both by parents, brethren, kinfolks, friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death." We hadn't seen any of that in America, but we're seeing it over in the Middle East. It's coming here. If time goes on, if the Lord doesn't come back, that junk's coming here. Amen? I believe that. Listen, the devils. But Jesus said something in Matthew chapter number 10, I believe it is. He said this, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's where our fear ought to be. I know we've got troubles with Iran. We've got troubles with ISIS. We've got China, got all their missiles aimed at us. We got Russia, got all their missiles aimed at us. We got North Korea, they just wish they had one that'd reach us. And, man, I'm telling you, it's a mess, isn't it? And let me tell you this, too. We got a gutless president. Gutless. How do you fight a war without killing anybody? I don't like this selective bombing. What do like World War II? Drop a bomb on the whole place and let God sort it out. That didn't cost you nothing. Fella could get in the flesh in a hurry watching the news. Amen. But there's so much wickedness in the world. There's so much violence in this world. Our country is $20 trillion in debt. So is most every other country in the world. And everybody's looking for man for a solution. And we ought to be looking up. Then he goes on and he talks about some distractions. I want you to notice this now. I want you to get this, Christians. Distractions in verse 34. He said, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man." Let me tell you, if the good man of the house had known at what hour the thief would come, hey, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up. But Jesus says right here, friend, it's going to come as a snare upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Why? Nobody's looking for him in the day that we live. We may get to looking for him on Sunday morning when we come and hear preaching and we get at the house of God for him, but what do we do tomorrow? Get caught up in the things of the world. Forget about God. Unless we have some kind of trouble to arise in our life and we need him. Listen to me. Those passages of Scripture right there, those verses right there scare me. I don't want to get so distracted by the things of this world that I forget about God, that I forget about lost souls, that I forget about carrying my cross that the Lord's placed upon me. There's a lot of distractions. Be careful, Christians. Don't get distracted. He's coming again just like he said. He'll not tarry. Hey, he's not gonna change his timetable for you and me. Amen? He's coming just like he said. He talks about distractions, but I'm glad there's a verse in here, verse number 28, where he speaks of deliverance. He says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, is that not pretty plain? He laid this scripture out right here for the things that would be the signs just before he returned to earth. And we can see clearly that we are in the last days. And that we ought to be looking for the Lord's return. Not only should we be looking for the Lord's return, we as Christians ought to be longing for His return. And we ought to love His return, friend, because we're going to get out of this thing one of these days. We are heading home one of these days. Things to do to avoid heart trouble. Love not the world. Listen to His warnings. But thirdly, love His words. Let's look back in John chapter 14. I thank God for the words that He's given to us to be a comfort to us. I like His words right here in this passage of Scripture right here where He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm glad I got a place over there reserved. Amen? Not by works of righteousness that I've done. Not that I merited anything. Any good thing that God would give me, I don't deserve it, friend. But let me tell you, He's gone to prepare a place for me because I turned to Him one day and I cried out for mercy. He's got me a place prepared. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. Secondly, I love these words. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Don't lose those words. Some of the greatest promises that Christ has given to us as a child of God. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We're going home one of these days. Hey, we're just pilgrims and strangers passing through this old world. We're heading home. But then in these words, in verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You ought to bless the Lord every day of your life that He come to you and offered you a chance at life one day. Amen. If you're truly saved, if you're truly born again, if you have this hope that He's coming for you one day, if you know that you know that you know that you've been saved, that He's got a place prepared for you, friend, you ought to thank Him every day of your life, friend, that you ain't going to lift your eyes in hell one of these days and be there for all eternity, friend. But one of these days, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus is coming. He's going to call us out of this old world, friend. Hey, those that are dead, hey, are going to get out of the grave, and we're going to meet Him in the air, and we are going home. Going home. Heaven is a real place. Heaven, let me tell you that. Heaven's a real place. You ain't going to live here forever. You're either going to hell or you're going to heaven. Heaven's a real place. Heaven is a reserved place. You must be born again or you'll not see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. But I thank God that heaven is a reachable place. I'm glad that Jesus refuses none that'll come to Him. He'll save anybody. When He calls, He'll save. He refuses none that would come to Him. Christ is soon to return. The church is soon to be raptured out of this world. All things in this Bible right here point to it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Why? He's going to get us out of all this trouble one of these days. Amen. Don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in God. He's our only hope, our only help in these last days. Let me tell you something. All our politicians now, they're promising to change the world. I ain't looking for them to change this world, but I am looking for Him to change my world. I'm going home one of these days. Amen. How about you? You have that hope? Then let not your heart be troubled. All these things are going to come to pass. We're heading home one of these days to a place where there'll be no more wars, no more sorrows, no more sickness, no more pain. All the former things are going to pass away. Heaven is going to fix it all. Amen. Appreciate you being here tonight. I've shared my heart with you. We live in troubled times, but we ain't got to have a troubled heart. We just trust God.